And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of February 24th. This week in 1998, Sir Elton John was knighted by England's Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. Filming began this week in 1964 for the debut movie of the Beatles, A Hard Day's Night. And a year later, filming began on Help. Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and B.B. King all received Lifetime Achievement Grammy Awards this week in 1987. Elvis Presley Day was declared in Memphis, Tennessee, and the entire state of Tennessee, as the King performed his first post-Army concert, and his first since 1957. It was a charity benefit in Memphis, Tennessee, in 1961. In 1963, the Beatles' U.S. single, their debut first single, Please Please Me with Ask Me Why on the Other Side, was released on Chicago's VJ Records. It was released in the U.S., and Dick Biondi of WLS Radio in Chicago played the A-side, the first DJ in the United States to play a Beatles record. In 1956, Elvis Presley's Heartbreak Hotel, his first million seller, debuted on the Billboard charts. Laverne Baker wrote to Congress and asked him to change a copyright law that had been introduced the previous year by a U.S. congresswoman who introduced a bill to prohibit the distribution of lewd, lascivious, or filthy recordings. And then the following year, Laverne Baker responded, asking them to change the copyright law to ban cover records of R&B tunes by white artists. Her efforts were no more successful than the previous year's bill. In 1960, the Miracles made their debut on American Bandstand. An audience member attacked Ray Charles on stage in 1977, trying to strangle him with a rope. Liverpool's Cavern Club, home to many early Beatles concerts there, closed this week in 1966. In 1980, Buddy Holly's glasses and the Big Bopper's watch were discovered in police files in Mason City, Iowa, and finally returned to their families in 1980. Jim Morrison was arrested for indecent exposure after a Miami Doors concert in 1969. In 1967, fans at Ottawa, Ontario's Coliseum ended up rioting. The reason for it was they waited an hour for Eric Burdon and the Animals to perform. The group had already left because they had not been paid. Jerry and the Pacemakers released their first British single, How Do You Do It, this week in 1963. Johnny's Greatest Hits, the album by Johnny Mathis, was released this week in 1958 and eventually spent 9.5 years on the charts. VJ Records in Chicago created a division label, Tolly Records, and released Twist and Shout by the Beatles on it this week in 1964. Carl Dopkins Jr. performed in full military dress live from Fort Dixon, Ohio, where he was serving in the National Guard. He performed on the Perry Como Show this week in 1960. Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull was given a Lifetime Member of the Order of the British Empire medal from Prince Charles at Buckingham Palace in 2008. The mayor of New Orleans declared it Elvis Presley Day in the city as the King filmed King Creole there in 1958. In 1968, Johnny Cash married June Carter. In the studio this week, the Beach Boys recorded Help Me Rhonda in 1965. Buddy Holly and the Crickets recorded the hit version of That'll Be the Day in 57. Al Hurt recorded Java in 1962. The Bobettes cut Mr. Lee in 57. The Everly Brothers signed with Cadence Records and recorded their first single that became a hit, huge hit, in fact, Bye Bye Love, in this week in 1957. The Four Lads recorded Standing on the Corner in 55. The Supremes recorded Reflections and The Happening this week in 1967. And Bo Diddley recorded Bo Diddley and I'm a Man this week in 1955. Birthdays: George Harrison born this week in 1943. Joni Summers is 78. Rupert Holmes is 72. Fats Domino, born this week in 1928. Mitch Ryder is 74. Johnny Cash, born in 1932. Guy Mitchell was born in 1927 this week. Joe South, born in 1940. Brian Jones from the Stones, born in 42. Barbara Acklin was born this week in 1944. Gretchen Christopher of the Fleetwoods is a leap year baby this week. And she was born over 70 years ago. Jimmy Dorsey, born in 1904. Diana Shore in 16. Roger Daltrey from The Who is 75. Harry Belafonte turns 92. Karen Carpenter was born this week in 1950. Lou Reed, born in 42. Eddie Money is turning 70. And John Cousel from The Cousels is 63. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of February 24th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.